One of the Sealeska Regional Native Corporation's longest serving leaders is stepping down. Rosita Worrell has spent 30 years on the Juneau-based corporation's board of directors. She says she's been thinking about leaving for a while.
I probably would have resigned 3 years ago, but at that point in time, I was chair of the lands legislation, and I felt like I wanted to see that completed before I left the board.
That controversial bill traded corporate land near shareholder communities for more valuable timber properties within Southeast's Tongass National Forest. After several attempts, it passed Congress in 2014. Worrell says she will complete her final three-year board term, which ends in June. That will leave an open seat on Sealeska's board of directors to be filled during spring shareholder elections. In the past, many departing board members resigned during their terms and were replaced by an appointee who then ran as an incumbent. Worrell will continue as president of the Sealeska Heritage Institute, the corporation's cultural arm. The anthropologist, who's taught at the University of Alaska Southeast, says she's looking forward to completing some academic projects.
I've had to spend most of my energies on Sealeska and Sealeska Heritage Institute, and I'd like to finish a couple of manuscripts that I have, Tlingit property law and an INCSA study, for example.
Worrell of Juneau is one of the longest-serving members of Sealeska's 13-person corporate board. Only Elbert Kukash of Angoon has served longer. Worrell's leadership roles have extended outside Southeast Alaska. She's been on the boards of the Alaska Federation of Natives, the Indigenous Languages Institute, and the National Museum of the American Indian. She's also chaired the Federal Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act Review Committee.